To L.A. now and that guilty verdict handed down in the Michael Jackson trial yesterday. Jackson's doctor, Conrad Murray, was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter for administering a lethal dose of an anesthetic to the king of pop. Joining us now from Los Angeles is editor-in-chief of TheWrap.com, Sharon Waxman, who says that for the people who followed the trial closely, the verdict was not a surprise.
No, I think not. I think that the prosecution put on quite a good case, and the defense didn't really have very much. It was pretty slim on their part. So that was really what we were expecting.
And, you know, in criminal terms, there's a whole healthcare issue, which we can talk about. But really, this is a continuation of the Michael Jackson story in a sense that there are so many people out there who want to think of his death as some sort of accident as opposed to some inevitable tragedy.
Yeah, I mean, I think especially those of us who've watched him decline in the last few years, I think that his death, while a shock, was something that none of us could think really came out of the blue. You saw pictures of him getting thinner and thinner. We knew, I mean, I just wrote, I don't know how many stories about him being in debt up to his ears. He'd lost Neverland. He, you know, something was going to bound to break. And that this happened, you know, I mean, he just lived this really crazy life of ups and downs. And it ended, you know, shockingly, but I don't think anybody was, you know, that surprised.
Indeed. And the circumstances that you describe as around him could not have contributed to any sense of happiness. I mean, you can almost imagine wanting to escape, whether it's through an administered anesthetic or just whatever. You know, Jackson seemed to be constantly trying to escape this sense of fate. How much of a precedent, though, is there for a celebrity of Michael Jackson's stature, having a doctor sort of there to basically administer anything you want?
I don't know if there's much precedent for it, but it really goes to the point that we've pointed out in our coverage over time. You know, as we're seeing with the Conrad Murray trial, you know, prescription drugs are the heroin of our time now. And the doctors who prescribe them are really no better than drug pushers in a lot of ways. And having a private doctor like Conrad Murray and complicit in administering a sedative, a hospital-grade sedative like propofol, is a really scary example of that.
And him being led away in handcuffs certainly was an image that goes directly to what you're saying there. Finally, there's a sense that in Hollywood and among fans of stars, there is a kind of contempt for the entourage, in a sense that people have an idea that the people who hang on to these celebrities aren't necessarily their allies, even though they may, you know, be in a position of the celebrity being dependent on them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, if there's their fans who think that, then they have a good instinct. And there's no stronger an example of that than Michael Jackson, who seemed to be a magnet for all kinds of unsavory characters who professed to want to help him and then who left him in a more lamentable state than they found him. And certainly the last 10 years of Michael Jackson's life was, you know, a story of serial characters, whether it was could it be an Arab sheikh, or could have been the Nation of Islam, or could have been the latest billionaire to come out of the woodwork who just wanted to be associated with Michael Jackson, and ended up contributing to his demise. And, well, you know, I think it wouldn't be unfair to put Conrad Murray in that category.
Well, a sad end, and a guilty verdict. We'll have to await the sentencing. Sharon Waxman, founder and CEO and editor-in-chief of TheWrap.com. Thanks so much for joining us.
Sure, thanks.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.